A Twitter from the Atlantic by Barry Mahoney. Submarines and drug smuggling grannies. I'm not sure why, but a recent news item from Colombia set my mind racing about submarines. The story was about Colombian soldiers seizing a fully submersible drug smuggling submarine capable of reaching the coast of Mexico. And the story reminded me of how determined and devious drug smugglers can be. The story is even more astonishing because previous drug-carrying vessels found in Colombia were only semi-submersible, with part of the structure always remaining above the surface. However, the submarine recently discovered could operate completely underwater and was estimated that they could hold 8 tons of drugs. Apparently, the submarine could submerge up to 3 metres deep and was equipped with a 5-metre periscope and had the ability to travel to the coast of Mexico without surfacing, a journey taking 8 to 9 days. It was a heavy investment for the drug smugglers, as the submarine had taken 6 to 8 months to build at a cost of about €1.5 million. Colombia has seized at least 32 semi-submersible vessels designed to smuggle drugs in recent years, including a dozen last year. All of this puts into context the number of pensioners who have been caught smuggling drugs from the Canary Islands in recent months. Apparently, drug smugglers prefer to recruit elderly and disabled people to carry out their drug-running operations, because no one would suspect an elderly, innocent-looking granny of carrying drugs in her bra, or that smart-looking elderly gentleman of carrying a supply in his colostomy bag. Maybe a submarine is the next logical step for the determined smuggler. Talking of submarines, the recent WikiLeaks revelation suggests that the US government approached the Spanish government via their embassy in Madrid with a suggestion that Las Palmas could be developed as a useful port for the American fleet, and with a view to an increased US presence in Africa. In addition, it seems that there are also suggestions that the current military cooperation agreement was adjusted to include Las Palmas on the list of ports authorised to host nuclear submarines. Understandably, perhaps, the Spanish government has refused to comment on such revelations. Well, can you imagine nuclear subs ducking and diving off our islands? Or maybe they do already. But if you do enjoy deep sea diving or scuba diving, just be very careful where you put your flippers. If you enjoyed this Twitter, please have a look at my website, www.barrymahoney.com. Thank you for listening.